Hey everyone, just popping in here to share some big news that the price of the Families Fly Free membership will be going back up on Thursday, May 9th at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. So, as I had mentioned before, we reduced the price of Families Fly Free by hundreds of dollars at the beginning of 2024 to give everyone a chance to get in at this lower cost. But we are now having to bring that to an end, and we do officially have a date when the price will be going back up. And again, that is Thursday, May 9th at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. So if you've been thinking about joining Families Fly Free, now is the time to do it. If you want to change the way your family is traveling, if you want to travel more and do it affordably, and if you want to use miles and points and travel rewards without it being a second job, learn a simple system to always be able to do this without a wallet full of cards. Please come join us in Families Fly Free and do it before the price goes back up. You can learn more and sign up today at familiesflyfree.com/join. Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. Super quickly, before we get started, I just want to let you know that I am raising the cost of the Families Fly Free membership on November 2nd. So if you want to get in and enjoy all of the great perks and savings and value that we have right now and all that there is to come and only pay the current price, you want to do it soon. Price is going up November 2nd. Now, today, I want to talk about all things travel insurance. And I think that this is something that your family needs to consider, at least in the short term. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you my thought process behind this for my family. So we have all seen where multiple airlines, including Southwest, have had some major situations over the last few months where there have a lot of delays and cancellations have occurred for a variety of reasons. Largely, I think, due to staffing, is my personal opinion, but in combination with other things going wrong, and they're not able to recover as quickly as they would like and get back to their regular schedule. So, because we fly Southwest 99.9% of the time, and it appears that this may be a continuing situation until they can get their staffing levels back up to where they need to be, I'm seeing in many circumstances the potential loss that we could incur if our flight was indeed canceled or delayed and it caused us to miss part of our trip where we had out-of-pocket costs that could not be refunded. So, for example, we've taken two trips this year, and both trips, I thought ahead of time, we really should get travel insurance for this because what if we're canceled or delayed? Like one, we had booked a vacation rental in California, and if we had been delayed getting there, we would be out of pocket on any nights that we wouldn't have been able to stay in the vacation rental. And then we just returned from Universal Orlando, and that's another situation where we would have been out of pocket on like the RIP tour we booked for Halloween Horror Nights and park tickets and other things. So, and we still didn't book the travel or get a travel insurance policy before that one either, when we really should have. So I was going back and listening to a webinar. We had Caroline Makepeace of whytravelblog.com speak at our fall travel summit that we held about a year ago, completely virtually online. And she spoke in depth about travel insurance and why her family travels all over the world all throughout the year. why her family does always have travel insurance and the benefits of doing so. And so I went back and listened to her entire presentation to get a better understanding of what we should do. It was time to get travel insurance, I've decided, and what our different options are, especially in light of COVID and pandemics, et cetera. I want to make sure that we're covered for the reasons that we want to be covered for, and that we would have things in place like the ability to, if our flight is canceled, to get to the destination on another airline more quickly and to be reimbursed for, again, anything that we would be out of pocket on. So she has a lot of great tips in that webinar, and I have loaded that up inside the Families Fly Free membership in our online hub as part of 100 plus hours of travel video we have in there. So all of our members can take a look and start to make their own decisions if they want to get travel insurance. And before I get into the ins and outs of what we've decided to do and why, a really big kick in the pants for me was this. On our Orlando trip coming back from Orlando, amazingly, we didn't experience any delays despite kind of being just slightly on the tail end of all of the problems that Southwest experienced in mid-October. I flew next to a family who did incur, their flight was canceled going to Orlando. And she had the story of, you know, she had young kids, and Saturday morning they had told them, okay, we're taking everyone to Disney, you know, and we're leaving tomorrow. And so the kids were so excited, and they got to the airport at 6 a.m. on Sunday to get on their flight, only to find that flight canceled and Southwest told them they could not get them there until Wednesday. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, yeah, how much would you be out? And then you have these little kids that you just told you're taking them to Disney World, and now you can't go. Like, that would be terrible. So what that family ended up doing was renting a car and driving from the Indianapolis area down to Orlando, and she said it took them about 18 hours because of all the fall break traffic. And I'm sure they're not the only ones who ended up with that solution because their flight got canceled going to Florida. So I thought, I don't ever want to find myself in that situation with no recourse. If Southwest can't get me where I need to go more quickly than that, it's time for travel insurance. So in listening to Caroline's webinar that we have inside the Families Fly Free membership, she mentions a thing called annual travel insurance. And as much as my family travels, and for you guys who travel a lot or who learn our process and are suddenly now able to travel whenever and wherever you want and fly free, you're going to be traveling a lot too. So a plan like that makes sense because it covers your whole family for all the trips you take over the course of a year. And the plans run from the time that you purchase them or the date they become active to that date the following year. So it's not a calendar year, January 1st to December 31st. And there are maximums in there. So you need to look very carefully at how you would be covered, you know, a maximum delay coverage per trip, per policy, per person. And you want to make sure you feel comfortable with those numbers, that it would really cover what you need if one of your upcoming trips or a couple of them experienced problems. So that's what we decided to do. And over the weekend, I went ahead and I purchased us an annual travel insurance policy. And I went through Allianz, I think is how you say it, Allianz. And I used them for a couple reasons. Number one, we actually had a great experience with them travel insurance wise several years ago when we took our first family trip to Europe flying free. And it was really our first family trip to Europe, period. But we happened to use miles to even enable us to be able to take that trip. And so because that was a big trip for us, that was the first time we ever got travel insurance. You tend to think about it more when you're going on a big international trip, when actually you should consider it domestically as well, especially with everything that is happening with the airlines right now. I think in normal times, maybe you don't need it so much, just depending on your circumstances. But particularly right now, if you want to be covered with the greatly increased chance of delays and cancellations happening, I think you should consider it not just for these big international trips, but domestically as well. So we did get travel insurance through them, and we picked them at the time because we were AAA members and we weren't sure what would be a great travel insurance company. And so we decided to see who AAA recommends and uses, and that's who they recommended. And so we went with them and we had a really good experience with them. And we actually, on that trip, we had two incidents where we did need to use the travel insurance. At one point, my older son started to get sick, not terribly sick, but not feeling well. And so we did have to find a doctor to come to our vacation rental to check him out and make sure everything was okay. So I was able to call them and they were able to help me with where to go in order to find a doctor. And we ended up finding the local pharmacy. It was in Italy, in Bologna, the La Farmacia, right? They were super and they were able to get me a doctor who would come direct to our vacation rental. And so we were able to just pay them and have her give him a look and everything was fine. I was able to submit that. I just got a receipt from her, submit that later, and we were reimbursed for that. And then we also had a situation where the airline that we were flying on to return to the US from Dublin from our trip to Europe was supposed to fly into Chicago, and there was storms in Chicago. We had flown literally all night Ireland or Europe time to get to the US, so we were exhausted from not sleeping. And they landed in Detroit instead of Chicago because they couldn't land in Chicago because of the weather. And because of union rules, and we are running into this right now with these staffing issues too, when airline employees are working long shifts and long hours, they are regulated as to how many hours in a row they can work, and they can't work any more than that, and they stop right there no matter what's going on. And that's what happened. This crew that flew us from Dublin to Detroit, and we were on the tarmac for, I think, a couple of hours even after that. So they had extended the limit of when they were able to work, and it happened that the airline did not fly into that airport, and so they had no staff there, and so we basically just got left in Detroit with good luck finding your way to Chicago. They did come up with an overnight or a bus you could take overnight to Chicago, which we didn't want to do. That sounded extra horrible after we hadn't slept already all night long. So we were able to quickly book ourselves a hotel room that night and then get ourselves immediately on a Southwest flight the next morning to fly back from Detroit to Chicago. And then we had to, because our car was in Chicago, and then drive back to Indianapolis. So the travel insurance ended up covering those Southwest flights that we needed to purchase to get us from Detroit to Chicago. So we actually saved way more money than we spent on that travel policy. And so that really did bring home to me the benefits of travel insurance. And those were just a couple of things that happened on our trip. More people could have gotten sick. They could have been more sick. You know, there could have been other delays, cancellations, et cetera. So it was very helpful and they were good to work with. So we just decided to go with them. Also Caroline Makepeace, who's conducted the webinar on travel insurance. She is an Allianz ambassador, and so she recommends them as well. So another place, though, you can look if you're not sure who you want to use is a site called squaremouth.com, and that is a travel insurance comparison site. So it'll give you quotes for different policies with different companies and show you what their different coverages are, so you can make a more informed decision yourself. So one thing I really like, too, about Allianz was they now have a COVID endorsement, I think is what they call it. I'm not an insurance expert, but basically it in their policy now, they cover more COVID-related things. Because if you had a travel insurance policy prior to COVID, you weren't necessarily covered if it was, once COVID was named a pandemic. I think pandemics were largely excluded, so you really didn't have coverage. So this specifically names COVID if you were to get sick with COVID or a family member and you couldn't travel, or you got sick while you were traveling, or you were forced to quarantine. Most of those things are covered. So I think that's important. I think you need to understand, if you're looking for travel insurance, what is covered COVID-wise. And in Caroline's presentation, she talks about coverage for any reason. And that's usually an add-on that you can put on a travel insurance policy that's going to cost you a pretty penny, though. But it allows you to cover, to cancel for whatever reason you want. And that was including, she was saying a year ago, that was the best way to get, say, COVID included, because it covers anything. But that's going to cost you about 40 to 50% of the cost of your trip. So that's a very, very large expense to incur. So if you can get the COVID coverage in another way, I think that would probably be better. Additionally, things that I was particularly looking for my family was I wanted to be able, if Southwest is not able to fly us where we need to go in a timely manner, then I would like to be able to rebook on a different airline that can get us there as quickly as possible and be reimbursed for that. And my policy does cover that, which is super important to me. I know that I can cancel. I'm less concerned with reimbursements for airfare, except in that scenario, because I book everything in points. So with Southwest, I can cancel up to 10 minutes before my flight departs and get all my points put back in my account, pay no cancellation fee. So that's a little bit less of concern than these out-of-pocket expenses that we would incur that we couldn't be reimbursed for, or that we couldn't cancel and get a refund for if we needed to. So, and it would cover cancellations or delays by an airline, as I read it, for pretty much any reason. It didn't restrict the reasons. So that could be due to staffing issues, say, versus weather or a mechanical issue, something like that. And then, of course, we would be covered. We looked at the maximum amounts to make sure we felt comfortable with those. We are hoping to take a big trip to Rome next summer, so that would still be within this year coverage. So we'd like that to be covered too. And if both trips ended up being canceled and we needed to recoup all the costs for both, that would probably be more than our maximum. But my thought there is, let's just say our next trip to Disney is canceled, we use the maximum on that, then we could always purchase a separate trip-specific policy for our Rome trip, for example, if we needed more coverage and we'd exhausted the coverage from the annual travel insurance policy. So I think that's a way to kind of look at it to extra protect yourself if you go beyond the maximum. And of course, the cost of the insurance is going to vary based on how you set those maximums. And it ranges. There's Allianz had, I think, three major plans. They had like a basic, a premier, and a business. And we went with the middle range premier because it offered more of the coverages we want. And the business or a level had some coverages we did not need. So coverages for expensive equipment, which we don't generally carry with us, and coverage if you were to pay a cancellation fee from an airline, or you'd have to pay a fee to get points put back in your account. Southwest doesn't charge a cancellation fee. They don't charge fees for points to get put back in your account. So none of that's important to us. So we didn't need that higher level policy. And the premier one ranged from about 400 to, I think, even up to maybe 1900 for a family of four, based on what coverage limits you put in there. But I mean, if even at $400 for a year's worth of trip and travel insurance, I think that's a great deal, considering how much that could save you and the peace of mind that it can bring you. One other thing that I wanted to mention before we wrap up on travel insurance is the coverages provided by some travel credit cards. So, you know, I love Chase Sapphire Preferred and its big brother card, Chase Sapphire Reserve. So many reasons to love those cards. And there's certainly a card that they play key roles in my Fly Free formula for families. They help really simplify the process. But they also offer great insurance protection, both for car rentals and for trip delay and cancellation. When reading these policies, though, they don't appear to me as comprehensive as the one that we purchased with Allianz. So when I went to look through their benefit guide in detail, and you can get to that yourself as well if you just Google Chase Sapphire Preferred Travel Insurance, it'll take you to the page with those benefits listed, and then you can log into your own account and download that full benefits guide and read it for yourself. But it limited the coverage for airline cancellations specifically to weather and like mechanical problems. It didn't seem to allow for if something was canceled due to staffing that you would be covered. And there's no mention of COVID-19, and there were some exclusions related to a pandemic. So you need to really understand if you would be covered in those situations and if you're comfortable with that before you just solely rely on those cards. And the way you would take advantage of that is you would pay for your trip or anything that you want to be covered with that card. It certainly wouldn't hurt to do that and to have a travel insurance policy as well. That way you're kind of doubly covering yourself. It never hurts to do that. And of course, if you put it on Chase Sapphire Preferred, you would earn double points on travel, triple on dining. If you use Chase Sapphire Reserve, you'd earn triple points on dining and triple points on travel. So that's another reason to use those cards in addition to the insurance coverage that you get. All right, so that's what I'm thinking when it comes to travel insurance. Whether we will renew our policy next year, I don't know. We'll have to see what the state of things are in travel, if things have settled down, or if we really, you know, found a tremendous benefit and need to have this and we used it and it paid for itself, then certainly we may renew, but we just want to try it out this year. I love the peace of mind that it offers. Would love to hear from you guys if you're considering travel insurance as well in light of the state of the travel industry currently. And if you're listening to this on Tuesday, October 26th, when it comes out, I have officially announced that I'm going to be raising the price of the Families Fly Free membership on November 2nd. And this is because of all of the incredible perks and features we have added for members over the last year and all the plans that we have in the works that are coming. So if you want to get all of that stuff, all of those perks, all of the features and benefits and value and savings out the wazoo, for the current price, you need to do it soon. So November 2nd, there will be no turning back after that. The price is going up and it will go up significantly. So you might as well lock yourself in now at the lower price and still get all of the same things that those people who pay a higher price in the future will get. And you can learn more about our membership at familiesflyfree.com/join. We have had lots and lots of new members join the program ahead of this price increase. And they are loving it so far. So I'm starting to do some of the new member consults with those folks, and they are already so excited at what they see in our online hub and what they're able to learn in their consult with me. And they're already seeing how much value they're going to get out of this for years to come. And just remember, we do guarantee that you will save at least 2 times the cost of membership within 90 days or your money back. And that's in travel savings. So we hope you'll consider joining us. We hope you'll do it soon so you can take advantage of the current price and not kick yourself later. And we hope to see you inside the membership. Again, if you find my podcast helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. And of course, it's always great if you leave a review or can rate the podcast for us. All right. Have a great week, everyone. If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my Families Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the U.S., Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless family travel memories before your kids or even your grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. Plus, it's risk-free. You either get your investment in the membership back in free travel, or I give you your money back. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com/join.